The sound of a loud cracking about 2 feet away from me made me doubt my sanity. My head snapped to the right, and my eyes narrowed as I peered through the dense brush of the trees. I couldn't see what had made the noise, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy at all. "What was that?" I said to no one in particular. My best friend, Marcia, was pressed against a tree, kissing her new boyfriend, Finn. And while I was happy for her, I couldn't stop myself from rolling my eyes. I wanted to shout, "Get a room!" But there was no room to get.
"Just a bear."
The humour in Brody's voice irritated me.
"Hopefully it won't come into your tent and eat you tonight."
He growled and waved his arms around him, and I pressed my lips together.
"You don't want the big bad bear to eat you up."
"Well, if it does, then you'll be next," I snapped in annoyance as I stared at the man next to me. "You're in the same tent."
"Don't sound so happy about it, Susie."
"Oh, can't you tell? I'm ecstatic."
"I'm glad to hear that," Brody smirked,
and I just stared at him. He was one of Finn's best friends, and we had not hit it off. In fact, I'd only met him once before this trip, and that had been one time too many. I knew men like him, handsome, rich, cocky, and I wasn't going to let him get under my skin.
"We should put up said tent now, though."
He nodded to the open ground near the trees.
"We want to do it before it gets dark."
"I cannot believe this is my life," I sighed. All I wanted was an all-expenses-paid trip to Barbados or Hawaii. Shit, I would even have settled for Las Vegas. A nice, luxurious suite with a big bath to soak in. But no, I get this.
"I know," he unzipped his backpack. "Aren't you lucky?"
"So lucky."
"Do you know how many women would die to be in your position?" he asked me with a raised eyebrow and a self-assured look on his face.
"Oh," I said softly, stepping closer to him. I licked my lips and ran my hands through my long, dark hair. "Do you think so?"